the way the platform is built out. It's easy to use, and there's a step-by-step trip builder. So if you haven't thought about some of these steps based on how you interact with the platform, we're going to help you. And our team, beyond the software, is there and able and willing to help you out.
Are you ready to hear business stories and learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and level up your business from awesome CEOs, entrepreneurs, and founders without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresh values your time and is ready to share with you the valuable info you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Darian Watson. Darian, excited to have you on the show.
I'm excited to be here.
Yes, absolutely. And you're doing so many awesome things. So before I jumped in, I wanted to read a little bit more about Darian so you can hear about some of those awesome things. And Darian, travel tech innovator and the dynamic CEO of Squad Trip, has a dedicated mission to foster community and meaningful connections through travel experiences. With a remarkable record, Darian has successfully secured $1.5 million in funding, generated over $7 million in travel sales, and expertly facilitated 6,000 trips. And in 2022, he founded Squad Trip, an automated booking platform designed to empower travel organizers by providing a robust set of professional tools, enabling them to expand and flourish within their businesses. His achievements speak volumes in the travel, technology, and e-commerce space. And I congratulated him a little bit earlier on his recent marriage and super excited that he's been able to celebrate and achieve that. But he's a serial entrepreneur, I'm going to call him. And I think he has a really cool story I was listening to on how and why he started Squad Trip, which I'm sure we're going to dive into. But one of the things that he said that really stuck with me in one of the interviews is said, you have to be clear and steadfast with the vision, but flexible with the details. And I think so many times when we have dreams and aspirations, we get stuck on the how instead of the why. And I love that you're really stuck on that. So Darian, excited to have you on the show. Are you ready to speak to the I'm CEO community?
Absolutely, Gresh.
Let's get it started then. So to kick everything off, I know I touched on it a little bit. I wanted to rewind the clock, hear a little bit more on how you got started, what I call your CEO story.
Sure. How I got started goes back to quite some years ago. Graduating from college, was back in Brooklyn, New York, where I'm from, feeling disconnected from all my friends and a little bit burnt out. And so first thing that came to mind is, it would be great if I went on a group trip with friends. I went to booking.com, tried to basically see if I could plan and execute something for 12 friends of mine. Wasn't able to do so. So I basically had to put on my travel agent hat and do the planning, the organizing. I was tasked with collecting the money, communicating with all my friends and all the vendors. And it was a great time, but we had a headache. So it started off with 12 people the first year, and the second year ballooned to an annual group trip, and now we had 50 people. So as you can imagine what it's like collecting money through Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, tracking who's paid what, who owes what, it was just a headache. So now just think for a second, imagine what that's like for a travel agent who's not doing it for 12 people, it's 80 people. It's not one time a year, it's hundreds of trips for clients. So what I did was ultimately building a solution for myself. That's really how Squad Trip came about. We're now selling to travel professionals, travel brands. There's even lifestyle brands on the platform, wellness tour operators, and even some destination weddings and family reunions on the platform today.
Nice. I absolutely love that. And just thinking through all of this, I can't even imagine. I'm not really a big trip planner. I'm not that person, that guy. I love that you created a solution that, of course, helped out you and the people that were going on the trip, but also helped out so many people that are having to navigate and juggle all those different needs, wants, desires, money, those things, you know, to make it a lot easier to make that happen.
Absolutely.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. So I wanted to drill down a little bit more, hear a little bit more about everything that you all built. Could you take us through exactly like how it works, how you're making that impact and serving the clients you work with?
Sure. Now, if you put yourself in the shoes of a travel organizer, where you're going, you've got your group, but first step is really is getting the information out on paper, right? You could go to Canva, you could build a WordPress website. Squad Trip makes it easy for you to just fill in the fields and the inputs. And in a couple minutes, you'll generate a beautiful trip landing page that has all the information, all the details, frequently asked questions at everybody's fingertips. So you can just share that with the group, whether it's in a group chat, posting on your Facebook group or page, or sending an email blast to all your customers. And once they're ready to actually go through that booking process, you're likely going to have multiple trip options, whether it's like the basic package or the premium or the 4-day versus the 5-day. Everyone's going to want to choose something different. So we effectively give you those tools to build out those trip packages so that you can manage your inventory, ask any registration questions that are associated with that, and allow them to seamlessly check out using their credit card, debit, or even Apple Pay.
Nice. I love that. And I don't know if you found this. Do you find, I feel of course part of the experience is going and traveling, being wherever you're at, whether it's a wedding or your family reunion, all those things that you mentioned that could be happening. But I feel like part of the experience starts even before you get there. And I think that there's not enough kind of information or awareness of that. If you don't get the payment from the person, that ends up being a bad experience that goes into the trip. But do you feel like that alleviates a lot of that? So to make sure that the experience is the same as possible.
I couldn't agree more. Ultimately, that trip experience starts when you book your trip and you're thinking about where you're going, what are you going to be wearing, taking time off. And for the trip organizer, it's best that they keep you engaged with information, pictures, what you should be wearing, maybe if you have to get any sort of shots or visas beforehand. So there's so many things to think about from the trip organizer's perspective. And then if they're doing it for public consumption and they're selling out a trip experience that's open to the public, now they need to kick off their marketing efforts. And if they've got to worry about who's paid, who's up to date, sending out invoices and receipts and reminders, then they won't be able to focus on basically making that experience the best one for when people do arrive.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's where really technology truly shines. Do you feel like being able to understand both of those parts, the people that are traveling, the people that are organizing the travel, do you feel like being able to create that solution and simplify that, be that matchmaker for lack of a better term, do you feel like that's part of your secret sauce or the organization's secret sauce and what sets you apart and makes you unique?
I think that's a part of it, but I think the real secret sauce is ultimately just making it really easy for anybody to get started. Now, as I mentioned before, we've got a lot of professionals on the platform, those who are making a six-figure income off of planning and executing travel experiences for groups. But then you've got the leisure travelers that just want to bring friends together. That's where we started. So I think that's ultimately the secret sauce. It's not that hard. The way the platform is built out, it's easy to use. And there's a step-by-step trip builder. So if you haven't thought about some of these steps based on how you interact with the platform, we're going to help you. And our team, beyond the software, is there and able and willing to help you out, because a lot of the planners on our platform, they're what I call travelpreneurs. They're new to this space. They're trying to launch and grow a travel business. And this first trip that they're planning for their MBA program members or for their church is their foray into travel entrepreneurship. And we want to hold their hand, whether it's talking to our team or in how you engage with the product. And so ultimately, I think that's really the secret sauce. The rest of them are built for established businesses. They even have checks and approvals that make it harder to even get started, and we remove all that.
Yeah, I love that simplicity. So I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. So this could be like an app, a book, or even a habit that you have, but what's something that makes you more effective and efficient?
I wish I could tell you there was a CEO hack, a book, an app, a habit, waking up at 4 a.m, or doing cold showers, or reading Think and Grow Rich, or Headspace, using that app or something like that. But I think the truth is that the real hack is ultimately loving what you do and being tied to the mission. And for me, it's connecting people through travel experiences and seeing travelpreneurs flourish. And that keeps me busy and that keeps me going. So there's going to be days where I'm sick, I'm tired. But if you're doing what you love, it just makes it that much easier to continue to persevere, to continue to push.
Yeah, I appreciate you so much in talking about that perseverance and a lot of the resilience that a lot of times you need to get through. And so what would you consider to be what I would call a CEO nugget? A little bit more word of wisdom or piece of advice. I like to say it might be something you would tell your favorite client if you were to hop into a time machine, one of those travelpreneurs, or you might tell your younger business self.
I think it's more of a question that I would ask. And when I sit down with mentees, they always have a grand vision. Oftentimes, they're starting with a solution that they believe that the world needs. And my question to them is usually, do you want to succeed or do you want to be right? And here's what I mean by that. We have these preconceived notions, a hypothesis, an assumption. Sometimes you step out into the market and it's a grand slam. But for the most of us, even the biggest founders and CEOs that we know, it wasn't the first idea. It wasn't the first product. They had to iterate over time. And so what's embedded in that question is the fact that you can't be tied to the solution. You can't be tied to doing it a certain way because you might be wrong. Of course, I think the sooner we iterate, the sooner we get it out in the market, we test, does the market want what I'm selling them? Even if you want it to exist, the market dynamics have to be in place. It has to be the right time, the right people, the right positioning, the right value proposition. There's so many things that have to be right. And if you can reflect and look at the data and ask yourself what the data is telling you, and just be honest, sometimes it just might mean that whatever you've birthed, the initial version of it isn't what the market wants. And so as long as we're listening to that, the truth, and putting our ego aside, then as long as we love what we're doing, we can continue to do it even when it's raining, even when you're sick, even when you get 100 no's, you'll eventually get it right. And it's just about staying in the game long enough to do so.
Yeah, I love that nugget. And I appreciate you sharing that so much. And I think I was listening to one of the interviews that you did as well, too. And that's what made me really think about being more attached to the why rather than the how. And you had that experience because I think we were talking before we hopped on about being in DC and how a lot of times you being in Techstars, being able to get the funding, all those things happened because you were more attached to and tied to that mission that you talked about. Is that a little what happened for you as well, too?
Absolutely. The initial version, this goes back to 2017, 2018. The business model in the initial version wasn't going to be able to raise money. And for us to affect change, to help as many people as possible, we were going to need to raise money. And so the name had to go. The positioning had to go. The offering had to change a bit. And I also had to be willing to move to Tulsa, Oklahoma for that opportunity. And I think that's what guided me and got us here today.
Yeah, that's huge. So now I want to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And our goal is to have different quote unquote CEOs on this show. So Darren, what does being a CEO mean to you?
Being a CEO, unlike owner or self-employed or founder, means that you're in service. You're in service to your customers. You're in service to your employees. You're in service to your investors. And you've got to think not just about yourself and what you want. You've got to think about what's in the best interest of the business and how doing what's best for the business can serve those stakeholders.
Yeah, I love that servant leadership. And it's right in line with everything you said and being like tied to that mission. So truly appreciate that definition. And of course, I appreciate your time even more. So what I wanted to do now is pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional that you can let our readers and listeners know. And of course, how best people can get a hold of you, find out about all the awesome things you and your team are working on.
Sure. First things first, I want to say thank you, Gresh, to serving the CEO community. It can be lonely. And podcasts like this are helpful. I know I listen to them and it just allows us to get our message out there and connect with other people. So I appreciate you for that and really just having me here to have this great conversation. In terms of anything additional that I want to share, if you are a travel planner, know a travel planner, or even you've got events, festivals, conferences where you're looking to partner with travel planners, reach out to me. You can find us, our website is squadtrip.com. You can find me on LinkedIn at Darien Watson, D-A-R-R-I-E-N. And also, you can reach out to me on emails, D-A-R-R-I-E-N at squadtrip.com.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you so much again, Darien. In order to make that easier, of course, we're going to have the links and information in the show notes as well, too, so that everybody can follow up and connect and develop all those awesome relationships and connections as well, too. But truly, thank you so much for the time. It makes it so much easier to be a host and be able to talk with phenomenal people doing phenomenal things. So thank you for doing all the hard work. I just have to ask all the questions, which is a lot easier. But I think one of the things that really stuck with me is, again, we get so attached into how we're going to do the things that we're doing. And we have to sometimes evolve in the way that we're thinking about our business, our life, our organization in order to see true wins and true success. So I appreciate you so much again in sharing your story, my friend. And I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day. And thank you so much for reminding us of how important it is to be attached to the why and what we're doing.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by CB Nation and Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. IMCEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Check out the latest and greatest apps, books, and habits to level up your business at ceohacks.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless Jr. Thank you for listening.